Blog Talk Radio.
こんにちは。グローバルエコトークショーを今日も聞いてくださってありがとうございます。ホストのエコです。そしてコホストの
小島美沙です。よろしくお願いします。ハローエブリワン。
ハローエブリワン。 OK、 質問とかコメントなどございましたら646-564-9584へお電話くださいね。スカイプベストを節約できます。今日はサム・イタウマさんをご紹介します。現在サムさんはテキサス州ヒューストンにいらっしゃいます。2000年にアフリカで初めての魔女狩り被害の子どもさんを集めて孤児院を開いて、でユニセフとかそれから、ナッピティップ、これはですね、National Agency for the Prohibition of Trafficking in Persons and Related Matters などから助成金などをいただいて、その後2回ほど CNN ヒーローザワード、またラゴスのヒーローザワード、2008年にウィークリーインサイト新聞で Man of the Year、 ノクワイボン州のベストキリスト教第一ラブ財団ロータリークラブ、プリンスオブナナイジャデルタチルドレン賞など数々の賞をいただいた方です。で、このカーンまたは子どもの人権社会復帰ネットワークセンターというのですが、12月11日に速報が入りました。ビンチにあった4人の子どもたちがカーンで救助を受けるということなんですけれども、このナイジャデルタ、ナイジェリアの、南部地域にエケストというところがありましてですね、はい、そこに拠点を置く慈善団体の子どもの人権社会復帰ネットワークセンターですけれども、魔女や魔女、はい、魔法使いと汚名を着せられて家族から拷問やリンチを逃れるため草の茂みに隠れていたという4人の子どもを救出したそうです。
あ、かわいそうですね。
あの、小島さんは魔女狩りとかご存知ですか、アフリカの。
いや、知らなかったです。あの、写真を通じて初めて知りました。
そうですね、日本ではまだ知られてないですよね、
はい、
で、あの、17日なんですけれども、何人かの記者たちによってコーディネーター主任のエリザベス・ウィルソン女子からボランティアのヒントによって救助チームを導いて子どもたちを助けたという話なんですが、で、子どもたちが草の茂みに隠れてたんですね。で、
はい、
あのカーンのウィルソン女子が行ってみてみたら、あの、逃げ出そうとしたので、自分たちを助けるために来たんだよと言って、うん、で、説得してセンターに来てもらったんだそうです。で、子どもたちはあのもう髪の毛なんかボサボサで、で、路上でうろうろしてたっていうことなんですけれども、その後ですね、自宅で家族たちによって虐待されたということを話したんだそうです。
虐待されてストリートチルドレンになった、
なんですかね。で、例えばですね、そのうちの女の子一人いたんですけれども、
はい、
エスターという女の子で、
はい、
自分のお母さんが去ってお父さんが新しい妻をめとったんだそうです。で、その女の子が朝寝坊したんですね、
はい、
でスクールバスがすでに行ってしまったっていうことを分かって、で、どうしてお父さん起こしてくれなかったのと尋ねたんだそうです。
はい。
そしたらですね、お父さんが返事する代わりに、そのママ母がですね、もうあなたは学校に行くこともないし、家にもいないんだ。そんな、なんかきついことを急に言い出したそうです。そしたら、ママ母が、
はい。
あんたは魔法の呪文で、 あんたの弟の6ヶ月の、義兄弟に感染させたんだろうと非難したわけですね。で、ママ母は、その義兄弟をですね、出産して、それ以来もずっとそのエスさんのことを嫌い続けてたということなんですけれども、で、全然わからない理由で食べ物も与えてくれなかったということなんです。
そうですか。
で、さらにそのお姉さんもいなくなったという話なんですけどね、はい、お姉さんの名前がエリザベスという名前で、で、はい、お父さんにですね、お姉ちゃんはどこに行ったのと聞いたらですね、ウヨシのおばのところにいるんだと言ったり、それからおじさんの、エヌグにいるおじさんと一緒だと言ったり、でその次にはラゴスの雑魚に行ってるとか言ったりなんかして、でも、はい、子供でも分かってるんですよ、それが嘘だっていうのは。私に嘘ばかりついて、もしかしたらもうお姉さんは生きてないかもしれない、ですすり泣いてたっていう話なんですがね。
悲惨な話ですね。
で、小学校6年生なんだそうなんですけども、それで、
はい、
調査に対してですね、どうしてお姉さんがいないのか、で、お父さんが言わなくちゃいけない、お父さんに言うように言ってくれって、そういうふうに言ってたんだそうです。で、他にもまた他の子供でですね、ダニエルという子供がいて、
はい、
で、お父さんはですね、そのニジェールデルタの、石油温泉のある場所ですけれども、そこで魚取り、漁業集落に住んでておりましてですね、
はい、
で、その間、母親と、お父さんはですね、母親とユケットのニコットウソコンブにいたというふうに言っていて、
はい、
で、若者たちがですね、そのダニエルを魔女に関係あるんだろうと言っていじめ出したっていうんですね。
はい、
それ以来周りの人々から毛嫌いされて、自分の母親も、その虐待する側に立ってですね、虐待しだしたっていうんですね。
恐ろしいことですね。
もう親までそういうことをやるんですからね、これちょっと、ある時点では彼は他の子どもたちに近寄ったため殴られて、杭に縛られ、棒で複数回たたれ、打たれ、
う
ちに出ていくようにと言われたそうで、
はい、
で、殺されるというふうに脅かされたんだそうです。で、ダニエルは体にいくつものやけどがあって、母親がマッチで彼の体にひどく焼いたので、カーンは警察に通告するまでに至りました。で、母親は逮捕され、後に釈放されたということなんですけれども、まず早速お話を聞いてみることにしましょうかね。
はい。
で、Okay, Sam?
Hello?
Yes. Okay. Can we start interviewing you?
All right.
Okay. Now, will you tell us about yourself first?
あなたのことをご紹介お願いいたします。
Yes, my name is Sam Itaoma.
Can you speak up a little?
Yes, I said my name is Sam. Oh, sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, now. My name is Sam Itaoma. I'm actually from Nigeria. I started working with children in 2003. But before then, I had an encounter with a group of people, a community killing who bundled people in a town hall, and a lot of them were killed in different areas. And in my in a village very close to mine, about 10 people were killed out of 50 people who were put in place to be killed. I was able to rescue the rest of the people. And there were about 30 children who were supposed to be killed after that day. But I worked with some friends. I called them in to rescue the children and the people that night. It was a very difficult issue, very difficult encounter. I had to get some attacks, some punches from the attackers. But for the fact that I had influence in that community, I was able to stop the killing. But I must also say that it took place in different part of the city. It took place in a wrong area, which is part of Okwara State, place in Eket, and other places like Ibono, Ona, and Paremi. So there was a kind of widespread witch hunting, which as a result of certain film movies that people watch, they had to get children who look, I would say, vulnerable children, some disabled children, to ask them to identify elderly witches, which, of course, those children have no option than to say anything that they want to, because if they fail to say that, they were going to be tortured and killed. So the children had to be mentioning any persons that came across their mind.
Okay.
Sometimes those people have to get some of the people around and ask the children, do you know if this man is a witch, a wizard? So that child has to identify yes or no. So when that person...
Okay, I'm sorry for interrupting, Mr. Itauma, but
right.
We want to inform that, we want to interpret that in Japanese. So if you can just shorten the words so that we can tell the audience in Japanese. Is that okay with you? Hello?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.今のお話によりますとですね、このエケットという村なんですけれども、
はいはい、
サムさんが子供たちをかばって自分の家に、自宅に招いて、それで保護するようになったのが大体2000年ぐらいの時なんですけれども、その時なんか、
はい、
周辺で10人の子供が殺されたという話なんですね。
いや怖いです。
でまた30人がその上殺されそうになっていて、
はい、
でそれでもう自分がもう守るためにもう殴られたり蹴られたりしながらも子どもたちを招き入れて、それで始まったということなんですけどね。それが、
はい、
エケットだけでなくってオロンとか周辺の村にもそういったことが広がってるわけなんですよ。子どもを虐待するということが、
うん、
でそれが始まったのがある宣教師じゃない伝道師ですか、
うん、
が映画を作って、子どもに悪霊がついてるというような映画を作ったんですね。それ以来そういうふうになっている話なんですけども。
あ、そうですか、
うん、怖いですね。
はい、
どういった映画なのか聞いてみましょうかね。
Okay.
Sam? Yes, I'm coming.
Okay. What kind of movie is that?
どんな感じの映画でしたか?
That was, there was some sort of homemade movie called from Nollywood. And I would say, in addition to that, this movie was propelled by some religious fundamental religious leaders, I would say, who are actually the witch hunters. These are people who claim they have power to identify witches. They have power to see and know who is a child that is a witch or wizard. So they put that in their movie. They identify children. There are a lot of movies out there which was actually identified, put up by certain religious witch hunters. They are preachers of God. They are preachers of religious Christian religion, And in the course of doing so, they come out with different themes to portray that child which is actually exist. So it is these same religious groups that normally attack us, send snipers, send gunmen after me, and it is the same religious group that have taken us to court, asking the government to close the center that we are bringing, making the state, put the state, putting the state in bad name, painting the state in bad image. So they always send snipers, kidnappers, gunmen to come to the center. Sometimes they even use the police from Lagos and other places to come and attack us. Sometimes we even pick police on the street without necessarily going to the office and get the police make official reports. We just pick some police on the street, then get their talks to join the police to make it official. But actually, it was kind of like a criminal act that they do. So when we organize seminars to campaign against the belief in witchcraft, they will send their snap, their talks to come and disorganize that seminar.
Okay, are you doing all of this by yourself? Or do you have anybody who is working with you?
We have a group of people. We have volunteers who work with us. We have, it's an organized state. We have trustees. We have staff directors who work with us in the process, and we have other organizations that partner with us, carry out these seminars and enlightenment campaign, and also to support the children. So it is not just me alone. Despite the fact that I am the founder of the organization, I have other people who are actually working with me, even as of now. We still have our trustees and directors, volunteers who working with me to
How many people were there to begin with the organization?
You mean at the moment?
No, in the beginning.
No.
From the very first.
In the beginning, I started alone in the beginning. Then I had to call in some of my friends to come in. I think by that time, that was in 2003, that when I started, I rescued about 4 children the first day. Then I was still a student. Then I was schooling in the University of Calabar. So I kept the student in the house. Then I went to, when I came back from school, after 2 weeks, the children who were 4 became 7. So, when I went back again to school, by the time I come back, the children have increased up to 15 in my house. So I couldn't keep them again in the house. So I had to
go to... How did you feed them?
Essentially, I had to use the support of the family support, my family support, and I also had to use my school allowance to feed the children at that time. And I also...
Let us tell the audience in Japanese. 皆様、ごめんなさい。もう、サム・イタウマさんは2000年の時にまだ学生さんだったんですね。
はい。
で、カラバ大学に行っておられて、その時にですね、はい、子供さんがなんか虐待されるのを見て、初めは4人だったんだそうですけれども、うん、そのうち増えて15人、そのうち20人とどんどん増えていって、うん、で、どのようにしてお世話したんですかという今のご質問に対してですね、自分で学校で、学校に支払うお金とか、それから家族の助けを借りて、それで子どもたちを養うようになったということなんですね。
うん、
で映画に対しての質問なんですけれども、宗教家ですね、特にキリスト教とかそういった宗教をやってる方で伝道師なんかなんですけども、間違ったことを教えてるんですね。
は
い、子どもに悪霊がついてるというようなことを言って、それでその近辺は、まあ、山陽地域ですので、それで、 はい、あの環境が汚染されておりまして、あの、はい、それとですね、職業があまりなくて、であの、地域の環境が良くないので作物も取れない、まあ、そういったような環境の中でですね、うん、それから無教養の方たちも多くて、であの貧困に苦しんでいる、そういうふうな家庭が多い地域なんですね。その中で一体誰が悪いんだということで、であの子どもたちをやり玉にあげてるというような、そういうふうなことなんですけれども、それがまたあの頻繁に行われていて、それであのサムさんが一番初めにも立ち上がって、それこれはいけないと言い出したそうなんですけれども、それでだんだんあのお友達とかですね、家族とかにあのグループに加わっていただいて、それであの子どもたちを救出する活動を始めたということなんです。
なんか私あの双子がナイジェリアですごくその昔はあの悪魔の贈り物みたいな感じに信じられていて、それであの双子が生まれると、ま、あの市場に連れて行って、お母さんが二人のうちの一人を殺す、そういうことがあったらしいんですが、
どこでですか？
クリスチャン、あ、ヨルバランド、ヨルバですね。
そうなんですか？
うん、それでそれをどういうふうに直したかというと、成功事例なんですけど、クリスチャンのミッションが行って、それでその双子は、悪魔のギフトではなくて神からのギフトですというふうに考え方を変えるお手伝いをしたらしいんです。
そうなんですか？
はい、それで今では、あの、双子が生まれるとすごく喜ぶ、そういうふうに人々の考えも変わったと聞いてます。
あ、そうなんですか？
はい。
OK, Sam?
Yes.
Yes, Nisa Kojima is talking about the twins. She has encountered she has met some people who are taking the twins to the marketplace.And then killing one of them because they believe that some evil spirit is in the twin brothers and sisters. But as the time goes by, some Christian missionaries came and then taught them that it's wrong to kill the children. And then now they started changing their ideas. And then now they try to take care of the twins. Do you agree with that?
I understand that. I think that was Mary Slezer who came to Nigeria as a missionary. So they were that belief that twins and their mother were evil spirits, were possessed with evil spirits. So when you have a twins and the mother will be taken, and the children will be taken to the forest, and they will be kept there.Until they die of hunger or be eaten by animal. Sometimes they will be killed or they are tied to a stake and allowed to die. I think that was, I would say, 100 years ago.
Okay, so it's not happening anymore.
No, that is no longer happening at the moment.
Okay, great.
The killing of twins is no longer invoked. That has passed. So what we have at the moment is the branding of children as witches, of which once a child is given the name as a witch, the parents will not be able to take care of that child. They will ignore that, neglect the child. If they don't kill the child, they will.Abandon the child, so the child will be walking on the street, and any human being, any person in the public who feels bad, who thinks bad about witchcraft, can incidentally kill that person, or the child could be trafficked out. Or if it is not trafficked out, there are certain people who do juju, what we call juju. Juju is a kind of magic done by witch doctors who believe that they can use.Body parts to make fortunes to people, to like politicians, or to make money for people. So those body parts, those children are sometimes killed by the ritualists who use that body part to sell them and makes money. What Charlie?
How do they make money? By selling the body parts?
Yeah, well, the fact is, the preach that they say they have the power to make money is in human part. But the truth is that they cannot make any money. They cannot make any fortune. They are only, it's a kind of maybe deception. It's a kind of deception to get money from people.
Okay, I see.
So,
it's like a superstition that the preacher is asking the people to give money for the cutting off the body parts.
Yes. Yes. Once they use the body part, they will sell the body part. They will tell the client that they should give money to buy body parts, of which they already have the body part of human being in a particular place. So they will just use that body part. They say they are going to make some sort of magic to bring out money. These are the witch doctors, you know. These are the witch doctors. Body part sales, I would say, is a very common issue in Africa. We have that a lot, especially in Tanzania, where the albinos are being killed. We also have such thing in the Congo, DR. So I would say different part of Africa, it's just the same news where children are being killed in the name of witches or being albino, and that their body parts possess some sort of luck or can create fortune to the client, of which those kind of things, those body parts, they only use them to make money, and they cannot do anything. And those children are killed for nothing's sake. You see, these are the issues that we talk about campaign to enlighten the people, for people to know that those kind of beliefs are not true. People have to be enlightened. They have to be educated to know that this kind of belief is not true. But unfortunately, even the scholars, the educated people, still believe that witchcraft is real and juju making, which is using body parts to make money, is real. Mm-hmm. It is possible. That's their belief. So even those in the government, politicians, they don't believe in this. They do carry out the practice of consulting with the witch doctors to protect them, to use body parts to protect them, to make magic, you know, like black magic to protect them.
This is so disgusting.
So those kind of things are there. What we actually need, in essence, is to do the campaign to enlighten the people, which we have already. Such campaign is actually ongoing, and we wish that this information is extended. Like the issue of witchcraft, it's not only in Accra State alone. We have that in Cross River State. We have that in River State. We have that in different parts of Nigeria going on. In the past few months, there were some women.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Let's say that to the Japanese audience.
Okay.
本当にもう本当に残酷で、もう私も話すのも嫌な気持ちになりますけれども、子供が殺されて、それで体を切られて、それでそれを
売ってるって言ってましたね。
それでそれを迷信とかをおまじないに使うという、そういうことが行われてるわけなんですね。それでサムさんの団体、からでそれをやめさせるためにキャンペーンをやったりセミナーをやったりですね、
はい、
地域の方たちがまた教養がないので教育を受けてないので、ね、お金がないですから、で貧困に苦しんでいて、そういった方たちがもうその練習を信じているんですね、固く。それが宗教をやってる方たちがそういうふうに言うわけですから、それで未だに子どもに対する虐待とか殺人とかが行われている、それも公に行われているということですね。それで結構教育を受けている方でも、それとか政府の方々もそれに手を貸したりなんかするということなんです。
恐ろしいですね。
今のこのウェブサイトにですね、子供が、体が焼けただれた子供がの写真が載ってるかと思うんですけれども、これつい最近のなんですけれども、ちょっと聞いてみましょうかね。Sam?
Hello?
Yes. So what about the child with a burn、that you have sent me the photo and it's on the website now? So is she still there or what happened to her?
The child with the burn, the information came to me, you know, in that part, communication is a very difficult issue. Internet is difficult right there sometimes. Also, phone communication is difficult. But I was able to, they were able to tell me that the child had upset the mother, pour hot water on her,because they believe that she is a witch and she is responsible for the misfortune in the family and is prepared to kill the parents who are one of the parents is very sick, according to the information that I got. I'm yet to verify all this information, but for the mere fact that the child was poured with hot water means that all is not well. There is more to this than meets the eye. So I believe that there has been more atrocity being committed to that child before she was even poured with hot water. We all know that according to the child said, they branded her as a witch in one of the prayer houses. So since then, the mother have been taking her to different places for delivery, for deliverance.So when they go for deliverance, even though the child said she is not aware that she is a witch, and she's not aware that the child cannot say whether she is a witch or she is not a witch. So she doesn't know anything about that, and she doesn't understand that. That's according to the child. But since they are claiming that the child is trying to make a defense, trying to deny that she is a witch, that's why they said she doesn't want to denounce witchcraft.So she has to be poured with hot water. She's even lucky to be alive. She's even lucky that some of the times they would just silently give her poison and she would die. Sometimes they would just take her to the farm, to the forest, and kill her and leave her there. Any child that is killed on the name of witchcraft, the community, people around do not have interest. They cannot take up, they will not even report to the police.Do not get others informed because it's a witch. Everybody is scared of witchcraft, you know. So once you say the child is a witch, nobody needs that child again. So,
I'm sorry, but we don't have much time. So let us ask you, you mentioned that the donors are supporting your organization from January. And why are they stopping?
Yeah, the fact is that they are a very small organization that is supporting us. They sent application to the organization, a bigger organization that have been supporting them. So unfortunately, they said the funding was not approved. The application was not approved. So since the application was not approved, they wouldn't be able to support us.So, but they have said that by next year, they could still apply for funding. So we are also trying to see how we can actually send out those applications again. Initially, we had a lot of support. You know, we had a lot of support from different groups. It was after the CNN news that the government became bitter that we allowed CNN to cover the news after that time.And it actually wasn't the government, because I want to say that the government did a lot of things. When this religious group attacked us, it was the government that visited the center to encourage the children, to assuage and calm the children, pacify them, and give support. But the religious leaders will work with certain politicians who are in the government to work against us and the children.
ですね、宗教家の方はこの、カーンの、キャンペーンとかに反対してるんですけれども、政府は またサポートすることもあるし、またその宗教家に影響されて反対することもあるという、まあ、そういった環境にあるらしいですけれども、で今までサポートしてきた団体がそれで申し込む政府に申し込んだけれども、今回は拒否されたということなんですね。ですから、まあ今日ちょっと音楽をかけようかと思ったんですが、で少しだけかけましょうかね。
そうですね、そうです。で
ピースクエアといって有名な歌手ですけれども、 Bring it on ですね。ちょっと待ってください。
Bring it on, bring it on. You, bring it on. You, life no dey sweet to me if some people know they hate you. So use the number six so and calculate. You go see the ratio. The beef self na me go when I na asu them relate you. So bring your own crayfish, yo. We gon' mix up, oh la. Shena dem talk say we no go blow. Shena dem they see us now, we don't dey glow. Take a look at me now, take a look at me now. We're running things in this town. Can't you see? I don't care who you are, where you from, what you do. Just as long as you're chasing money, do what's right, never give up on it. Bring it on, bring it on. Are you ready? Uno ready? No matter how you try, don't you ever fall. Keep your head up high and standing tall. Bring it on, bring it on. Are you ready? Uno ready? No matter how you try, don't you ever fall. Keep your head up high and standing tall. Rising, rising, rising. Keep it rising, high, rising, rising. Bring it on. Peace, life ain't no easy. So much hustling and bustling. Everyone is struggling. So make you know the belief say. Since everyone is chasing, you're never gonna make it. Never say no, never give up. Keep your head up, standing tall. And for sure, you go turn it up. Turn it up, turn down for what? Hey, Shana dem talk say we no go blow. Shana dem they see us now, we don't dey glow. Take a look at me now, take a look at me now. We're running things in this town. Can't you see? I don't care who you are, where you from, what you do. Just as long as you're chasing money, do what's right, never give up on it. Bring it on, bring it on.
Peace Square, no, bring it on. I don't care who you are, where you're from, what you do. あなたが誰であろうと、どこの出身であろうと、正しいことをしよう。
かっこいいです。
ごめんなさい。残念ながらまた終了の時間が来てしまいました、当局スワーテン、またはナイジェリア女性と子どもを守る友の会は、世界の女性子どもが安全で幸福であることを夢見ています。サムさん、今日はカラについてお話しくださりありがとうございました。 Thank you for joining us, Mr. Sam Itauma.
Sorry.
Yeah, it is almost the time to end the show.So we strive for humanity, and we are here to back you up any way we can.
Wonderful.
So those who listen to this show until the end, let us extend our gratitude to you. 皆さん、ご寄付の方をお願いいたします。ご連絡はこのウェブサイトのリンクをたどってご連絡くださいね。
はい。
会員になられたらですね、どうなるんでしたっけ、小島さん。会員になったらどうなるんでしたっけ、
はい、どうなるか、ごめんなさい。ボランティアじゃなくて、
会員になったら解放をね、 お届けするんですよね。
あ、そうです、ね、失礼しました。あと、素敵な缶バッジが送られてきたような。
それから、
カードです。スワッシュのメンバーだってカードをいただきました、ね。
はい。ありがとうございます。覚えてくださって。
はい、
最後までグローバルエコトークショーポッドキャストにお付き合いくださりありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。
次回は1月9日、2016年の1月9日の放送になりますが、弁護士バラック・オバラさんの諦めるな、これがナイジェリアの企業 NGO 登録の仕方です。それではまたお会いしましょう。 Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
バイバイ。
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.